In the early morning hours of Monday, July 6th, a vehicle was reported in the water near the Matole Bridge. First, here's the press release from the Petrolia Volunteer Fire Department for the facts of this incident response. Quote, on July 6th, at approximately 2:30 a.m., Petrolia Fire Engine 6632, Engine 6646, and Rescue 6674 responded to a vehicle accident alongside CAL FIRE Engine 1262, Battalion 1213, Southern Humboldt Technical Rescue, Honeydew Fire 6549, the California Highway Patrol, and City Ambulance. Upon arrival, crews discovered a vehicle that had gone over the embankment and was submerged in the river. Three victims were located alongside the river. Once access to the river was established, firefighters assessed the scene and immediately began CPR on two of the patients, while another crew worked to stabilize the third. When City Ambulance arrived, crews loaded the surviving patient onto a backboard, and firefighters worked together to carry the patient up the steep embankment to the awaiting ambulance. Tragically, the other two patients were pronounced deceased at the scene. Incidents like this are a sobering reminder of how unforgiving rural mountain roads can be, especially during the late night and early morning hours. Limited visibility, winding roads, steep embankments, and fatigue can quickly turn a routine drive into a life-threatening situation. Whether you're heading home after a long day or traveling through unfamiliar areas, slowing down, staying alert, wearing your seatbelt, and never driving while impaired or fatigued can make all the difference. The level of coordination, professionalism, compassion, and care demonstrated by every agency involved in such a tragic incident was truly remarkable. It is an honor to serve alongside dedicated first responders who work tirelessly under difficult circumstances. Our thoughts are with the victims, their loved ones, and everyone affected by this heartbreaking incident. End quote. We spoke today, Tuesday, July 7th, with Petrolia Volunteer Fire Department Chief and CAL FIRE firefighter Chris Gilda to learn more about the accident, the emergency response process, and the emotional impact these situations can have on our local firefighters. We'll start with Chris describing how he arrived at the accident scene.
I'm the Petrolia Fire Chief, but I am also a firefighter with CAL FIRE at the Matole Station. I was actually on shift with CAL FIRE at that time. What was found is there were one or two Petrolia volunteers who arrived on scene in their private vehicles. They lived close to the accident scene. They found three victims who had been either self-extricated or ejected from the vehicle. Two of them appeared to be in serious distress and were supine in the river, with a third walking wounded victim standing next to them. They weren't covered by water, you know, they were in a shallow place of the water.
Petrolia Fire Chief Chris Gilda then described the coordination between local volunteer fire departments and other agencies.
The local agencies within their jurisdiction have the authority of the call, right? Like the medical call or an auto accident or a structure fire falls under the jurisdiction of the local department, and CAL FIRE is there in a role. The way this works out in general is whoever arrives first on scene takes incident command. It's essentially we are all on the same team.
We also want to touch on the significant toll stress and emotions can take on first responders, including our firefighters. Chris Gilda described a program run by CAL FIRE and how incident responses have impacted him personally.
With CAL FIRE, there's a critical incident stress debrief, or a CISM team, that are highly trained individuals throughout the area that come together to assist in helping people deal with these incredibly stressful situations. Calls like this, where there are multiple agencies and that sort of thing, CAL FIRE will very often get their CISM team together and invite everybody else who was on scene to this debrief of the situation. It's a thing that we probably don't do enough. It's probably a cultural thing within the fire service. You're putting on that strong face or that's what you're demonstrating, and you could be having issues. We, as a fire service, need to really try and break through that mentality and work together to help each other and do these sort of debriefs, because it's a cultural thing of, oh, I'm fine, I'm going to be okay. In incidents like this, they don't necessarily hit you in the first couple of days. It takes more time for your body and your mind to process these sort of situations, and how you feel today may not be how you feel in 2 weeks. Speaking from experience, I've had things come up from calls 15, 20 years ago at different times throughout my career. If we're able to get together with trained individuals in working with us, it can really help that process along.
Petrolia Fire Chief Chris Gilda closed his remarks with a warning to help avoid future situations like the car-related fatalities on Monday in the Mattole River.
I really would like to encourage people to slow down on the roads. Like, we live in a very beautiful place, and take some time to enjoy it.
Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.